Jamaican writer Marlon James grew up in suburban Kingston in the 1970s, when political tensions, gun violence, gang warfare, and Cold War fears ruled the city. With each passing month, it seemed the city grew more tense and more violent, all leading up to the general election in December of 1976.
The last thing the prime minister said in response to all these the crime going out of control and the economy sort of going in the toilet was that, you know, there are five flights to Miami a day. So anybody who wants to skip the country can do so.
In the midst of the turmoil, a growing international audience was turning on to Jamaican reggae music. Bob Marley and others set up a free peace concert, hoping to ease the tensions in Kingston.
2 days before the concert, these gunmen, around seven or eight, burst into Bob Marley's house on Hope Road, machine guns blazing. They shot nearly everybody. Bob Marley got shot in the chest and the arm. His wife got shot in the head. Miraculously, everybody survived.
The attempted assassination of Bob Marley is at the center of Marlon James's new novel, A Brief History of Seven Killings. He told me that period of violence and turmoil created modern Jamaica.
And it's also important to know that part of that was also good. It wasn't all a nightmare. In fact, some incredibly progressive things came out of that time. It was also the time when reggae started to become a huge commercial force.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, a lot of young people who would never have had opportunities otherwise went into music. It was also a really vital period and a very successful period for the Jamaican middle class. So there was a lot of good that was happening in the 70s. There was just so much bad. And it was just so bloody, and the stakes were so high, and the gunmen were running, certainly West Kingston, bringing it to its knees. And politicians got involved because whoever won Kingston won Jamaica, and they fed into it, and they gave these men guns, and they had them fight over turf. And it was pretty bloody. 1980, over 800 people died.
Your mom was a police detective, and your father was also a police officer and later a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit surprised to find out about that, because in this book, the police don't come across very well.
No, they really don't do that. I mean, my mother would be the first person to be super critical of the police force. It's certainly back then, it was an extremely corrupt force and sort of self-serving and self-protecting. Certainly when violence exploded, they just didn't have the means to deal with that. So they were, to a huge extent, I mean, just astonishingly incompetent. And corruption, bribery is something that's, you just consider it a fact of life. It's you just think it's one of those things that just makes the third world, quote unquote, the third world. So no, they don't come off well at all in the book. I'm sure my mother would be the first to agree. You know, when they weren't corrupt, they were inept.
Marlon, I was hoping we could have you do a reading now from the book.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different styles of speaking in this book.
Yeah.
This is sort of a budding young member of one of these gangs that we were talking mm-hmm. about. His name is Bam Bam.
It's a hell of a thing when a gun come home to live with you. The people who live with you notice it first. The woman I live with talk to me different. Not cold. But now she weigh word, measure it before talking to you. But a gun talk to the owner too, telling him first that you can never own this, that outside is plenty people who don't have a gun, but know you do, and one night they going to come like Nicodemus and take it. And he don't sleep until he get it, because he can't sleep. Gun hunger, worse than woman hunger, for at least maybe a woman might hungry for your back. At night, me don't sleep. Me stay up in the dark shadow, looking at it, rubbing it, seeing, and waiting.
I'm speaking with Marlon James. His new novel is A Brief History of Seven Killings. You know, in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, there was a generation of celebrated writers from the Caribbean that were termed post-colonial, like Derek Walcott,
right.
V.S. Naipaul. I've seen you've described yourself as post-colonial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what you mean. Is there a bigger... something deeper than time that separates you from writers like Walcott and Naipaul?
There is. Post-colonial, and that's because I just can't think of something wittier right now. I think it's a new generation of, newish generation of writers where we're not driven by our dialogue with the former mother country. the hovering power for us when growing up in the 70s and 80s was not the UK. It was the States. It was America. And it wasn't an imperialistic power. It was just a cultural influence. I'm sure if this book was written in the 70s or the 60s, the characters would have ended up in London. They wouldn't have ended up in the Bronx. For us, for example, identity is not necessarily how to define ourselves in the relation of a colonial power, a colonial oppressor. So now it's a matter of defining who you are as opposed to who you're not.
Finally, Marlon, I've got to ask you, I don't mean to sound glib, but the book is called A Brief History of Seven Killings. It's not brief. It's about 700 pages. And there's more than seven killings in there.
You know, it's funny. It's The main reason, of course, is probably just how the novel started, which is about seven of the men who tried to kill Bob Marley and what happened to them. It's funny. This is the loosest novel I've ever written, but in a way, it was pretty disciplined. I did stop as soon as killing number seven happened. It just took me 700 pages. I told everybody, it's about seven killings, and as soon as killing number seven happens, I'm done with the book.
That's Marlon James. His new book, A Brief History of Seven Killings, is out now. Marlon James, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.